Hello and welcome to episode 4, I believe, of The Falcon. I'm your host, Cooper Hughes. Hope everyone's having a great day already, and if not, I hope I can help make it a little better. Alright, let's jump straight into these personal questions that you guys had for me over the week. What's your favorite sport to watch? Personally, school-wise, I really like all the volleyball games. I really like the energy there. Then obviously the football games, there's nothing better than a good close football game. And then the one I really say I could really understand the most, and I feel like I could really like get into the game, I'd say would be basketball. And then on a professional level, I really like the NFL. And then I'm not really a huge fan of the other professional sports. And then do you want a career in sports later in life? Yes, I 100% do. I'm looking. When I do end up going to college, I'm looking to major in sports media, journalism, anything like that, anything that can really get me those connections that I need to kind of take that next step and keep doing what I'm doing now, just on a more professional level, I guess you could say. All right, jumping into the interview, we have a very special guest today. We have Conference Player of the Year, football. He plays a lot of other sports. NC State baseball commit, Truett Manuel. Truett, how are we doing today, man?
Doing great. How are you, Coop?
I am doing great. A lot of y'all asked for Truett to come on here, rightfully so. I'm hoping to learn a little bit more about how Truett has got to the point where he is right now, just being the athlete that he is, but also how that's kind of affected his life off the field as well. So, Truett, like we were saying, you've kind of been dominating a little bit, even more than a lot of people expect you to be. Were you always so dominant in these sports growing up, or were you kind of like a late bloomer type of guy?
I mean, I thought I was pretty good earlier on. I mean, I didn't like have that much confidence, but I feel like the confidence has really helped me.
So baseball has obviously kind of been your main sport at this point, but was it always your main sport growing up?
I mean, whichever sport was in season, I really enjoyed, but I really love baseball now and just get on the mound and compete.
Do you feel that baseball is a sport that you really, like, enjoy the most, that you kind of, like, have the most fun with? Because some people might look at baseball as more like a boring sport compared to, like, a football or a basketball. So do you really enjoy it more than all the other sports?
I really like football and all the intensity in football games and basketball, but I do enjoy baseball the most.
That's good to hear. Jumping into a little bit of like your relationship. So your dad came here through West. He was kind of just like a mirror version of you, and he went on to college to have a good career there as well, I believe, App State. What age did your dad start really pushing you with the sports and, like, helping you train?
I mean, really early on, like, probably 3 or 4 year old. I mean, we would hit in the backyard and we would do, like, box jumps and try to get faster and just have fun, you know. But he really pushed me early on.
That's really cool to hear. So my dad, I know when I was growing up, my dad really enjoyed, the coaching aspect of thing, and he would coach my soccer games, coach my basketball games, and that really helped our connection a little bit. Did your dad coach at all when you were growing up, or was he more of just like a watcher and kind of coached you after the game?
I feel like he definitely loved to coach me as a, you know, like South Buncombe basketball and South Buncombe, baseball, but he definitely was always my coach. But now that I'm getting older, he's definitely like became the watcher and helped me out with things going on.
So like we were saying earlier, your dad was kind of he was a superstar in high school as well, kind of like you are right now. Did you ever like watch videos of him or like look back at stuff that he did when you were younger and think like I want to be like him, kind of like a role model in a way?
I mean, yeah, I definitely looked up to him, and I thought he was the coolest guy ever, you know.
Cool. How much did his successes kind of, like, push you to the athlete you are today? Because he's a great guy on and off the field. How much did his how much did he really, like, have an impact on you, I guess you could say?
He definitely had a huge impact on me and pushed me to be a better person on and off the field, no matter the case.
I know with me and my dad, I know we really kind of, like, connect a lot when we're at home. Like, we connect through sports a lot because he's been through a lot of things. My dad played a lot of sports. Like, we can go and we can, like, really talk about things, and that's something we really connect with. How has sports grown you and your dad's relationship with things, like, not really involving sports?
Yeah, I mean, me and my dad, we love Duke basketball, and we always get along and talk about the games. And it's really, I mean, it's grown our relationship since a young age, and we've always loved watching sports together.
So who are some other people who kind of took, like, a big part in your journey growing up sports-wise? Who are some people who, like, kind of played a big impact on your life and your journey?
I feel like it's definitely my dad, my mom, and my granddad on my dad's side, and my grandma on my dad's side, and my granddad on my mom's side, and my grandma on my mom's side. So they all definitely played a big role.
Talk to me a little bit about your relationship with your grandpa on your mom's side.
Yeah, we were always, I mean, I loved him. He was always caring and loving and always supported me no matter what I did. And he always came to my games and would talk to me after. No matter how I played, he was always tell me how good I played.
And I know that loss is a tough subject, something that I've had to go through a little bit in my life as well. Walk me through that night a little bit. Setting the stage, you're having the game of your life. Wes is having our best game of the season, and we're killing it. And then from the stands perspective, I know, like, none of us really knew what was going on with everything up there. When did you kind of, like, really find out what was going on? Was it during the game, or did someone tell you, like, after?
So, yeah, during the game, I looked up, and there was, like, people standing up. But I didn't really think much of it until Coach Lawrence and Mr. McNamara came up to me after the game and before the team talk and everything. They came up after me and told me.
What was your, like, first reaction or feeling?
I definitely was shocked because he was, like, always happy and healthy and always going out for walks and trying to be healthy. And, yeah, it just shocked me. And it was a really emotional part of my life. But I'm glad all the football players were there for me.
I'm sure there's a ton of kids going through what you've already been through, just like the loss of someone really close to you, kind of like he was kind of like a second dad for you in a way. What's a word of advice you might give to kids that are going through something like that, going through loss? How are you able to kind of, like, cope and maybe, like, accept that he's still there watching over you and he's still there at every single one of your games, just in a different place?
Just knowing that God is always with you, and I know that he's in the right place for sure, and he's always there with me no matter what. And, yeah, he's always there no matter what.
Tough time. Let's rewind a little bit, getting back on the sports track. So when your parents first told you you were moving to Westford High School, how did you react to that?
I mean, I was definitely excited because that's when my dad went, and I kind of want to follow the legacy we went through.
Man, funny story on my side of things. I remember the first football workout that you came to, everyone was a little bit, like, I guess you said like freaking out a little bit because that was this was supposed to be Lucas Cicciello, his first year starting quarterback, and everyone thought that you would come in for his spot. You ended up being a wide receiver, but so everyone was kind of like, "Oh, why is this dude on varsity? We already have a quarterback. What's this dude doing? Why is this dude playing varsity basketball?" People didn't realize at first that you were the athlete that you were, and the term that was getting thrown around a lot was "daddy ball," which I'm sure you're still hearing that a little bit. Obviously, we were very wrong about that. Do you feel Wes was the better option for you, like moving forward with your sports wise compared to like Hendersonville or anywhere else?
I definitely do. It's definitely better opportunities for me. Like Wes baseball and our program is so much better. And Wes basketball, I know you guys all hating on us, but we're a good basketball team and it will be. Same with football. We're going to be really good next year. And, yeah, I think opportunity is way better.
So, jumping back into, like, the baseball side of things. So, for a lot of people, when you announced your commitment to NC State for baseball, a lot of us were, like, kind of shocked because you weren't posting any sort of offers or anything all the time. And you were still So you were a freshman at the time, weren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were a freshman at the time, so like you weren't even allowed to be getting like recruited. I'm doing air quotes right now. I know y'all can't see me. But what was that whole like recruitment process like, knowing that there are certain rules for the underclassmen?
Yeah, it was a little weird. So my travel ball coach, he would tell me a time to call these coaches, and I'll call him, we'd have a phone talk, we would get to know each other, maybe even set up a Zoom call later on, but that's how I really, like, got to know them better. Okay.
So, what did you feel like NC State was offering you? Because I'm sure that you had other options. We don't got to really dive into that because I know you're committed right now. But why do you feel NC State is kind of like the best sort of school to prepare you for the next level as you continue getting better?
I mean, NC State has a great program, and it's in-state, doesn't cost that much money, great coaching staff, and just great players as well. I mean, Trey Turner plays for the Dodgers. I mean, he's a great player. I mean, they made a lot of MLB prospects too, so that's what I'm trying to get.
Okay. So, at what age did you really realize your ability on the baseball field? Like, I was talking to Lucas and then Jake Lindsay, that's an episode that's dropping on Saturday. They said that they didn't really know that they could take the next step on the football field, the baseball field, until they really got here. When did you really realize, like, okay, like, I'm legit at this sport for baseball?
I mean, to be honest, I didn't even think it till like, I think it was, this past summer, I was on the mound, I was pitching, probably gave up a couple hits, and coach comes up to me, he's speaking to me on the mound, and he's like, "Don't stress, you're still going D1, and that's when I realized, I mean, I got the next three batters out, that's when I realized, like, I gotta be that guy.
Yeah. How do you look to continue, like, bettering yourself as a baseball player as you go on to college and then even in the future the pro level of things?
You say that again?
Yeah. How do you look to continue, like, bettering yourself as a baseball player as you look to take that next step to the college and even the pro level after that?
I think just definitely keep working hard, and people help me a long way. You know, all the NC State coaching staff, that's what they're supposed to be there for. They're supposed to help you get drafted. And I think just hard work will pay off.
So what's the big difference, like, training-wise between the three sports that you play? What do you work on the most, really, each season between football, basketball, and baseball, all just being kind of back-to-back?
Yeah, so I'm always hitting year-round, probably once a week. But for baseball, it's a little different because, you know, arm care. So maybe, like, once a week, long toss. But I'm always training for football. I mean, I'll go run routes with Cachillo every once in a while. But basketball really is just I'll go and shoot in the gym and then just wait for basketball season to happen. But the other two I really work hard at. But in season for basketball, I work hard too.
Yeah. So let's say the opportunity comes at this next level. Like, let's say NC State wants you to play football for them, which, I mean, like, I could really see happening with how much you're continuing to grow as a football player. If the opportunity was to come, would you ever see yourself playing football and baseball at the next level?
I mean, certainly, if the opportunity came, I definitely would. I think I would take the opportunity because, you know, baseball doesn't give out full scholarships and football gives out full rides. So I definitely take the full ride for football and play baseball as well. So, yeah, I think that would be a great opportunity.
Man, we got a redheaded Bo Jackson over here. Okay. Final question. If you got to choose to be the best player in the world in any of the three sports that you play, which sport would you choose? I think we kind of know the answer to this after this podcast, but
definitely baseball, man. I just love baseball. And to be the best, making millions in the MLB, that would be amazing. That would be like a dream come true.
Drew, this was a great interview, man. We definitely hit some great topics. I'm really glad to have you on here, and I know that the people are going to be excited to listen to this as well. Thank you to everyone for listening, and I'll see y'all next Saturday.